Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, make sure to follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, I'm always looking for people to call in. If you have a naughty secret life that you lead that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, you could be on the show. Either go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show, or go to, or email me, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. If you want to leave a confession on my confession hotline, you could do that. Just call, you could call that number 247-347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. Make sure you're in a quiet place. Hold the phone to your ear. Leave a confession. A lot of those confessions make it onto my confessions episodes. If they don't make it onto there, they're posted over on my Patreon. Now, my Patreon for only $5 a month. And for $5, you get to see all the anonymous pics of all of my hot guests. You get all my episodes early and ad-free. You get all of the anonymous messages that came into my hotline. You get Q&As where I answer all kinds of personal questions. You also get access to my private Discords. Now listen, Discord is not something you could go and find if you Google it. Discords are private. You need an invite. If you want to get invited into my Discord, which is private, you have to join my Patreon. But like, if you get all of that, it's still only $5. And there's a large community over there. I have over 2,200 or 2,300 people on my Patreon. So if you want to chit-chat with like-minded people, join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Now listen, this week I am on a vacay, okay? And never in my life of 11 years of podcasting did I ever take a vacation and not post new episodes, but I am doing what everybody else does in this business, and I am doing repeats on my vacation week, okay? So this is going to be a whole week of repeat episodes, but I picked ones that I think some people didn't listen to, but they're fucking great and you should have. And I edit them. So they're not just repeats, they're re-edited. So they're better, tighter. I take out like filler words like ums and uhs and likes and all that stuff that's so irritating to listen to. So today I'm airing Raven's story. Raven's story is so interesting, and it is paired up with a guy named Eris's story. And his story is going to come tomorrow because they are like having an affair. But there's so much more to it. Now, Raven's got a super interesting story. She is a dominatrix. She is also married to a very extreme cuck, and she's been with him for a while, and she's been cucking him for a long time. Her guy is so extreme. He loves nothing more than to her to go out and fuck other guys and humiliate him and all that kind of stuff, begs her to cheat. He's that kind of cuck. When she is a dominatrix, and eventually at some point while she was working, she did meet this guy, Eris. Now, of course, she has a free pass to go out and fuck him, and she did. But her and Eris are now really into each other, okay? And what's interesting about Eris is he called me up on the DL. He had one of those private calls with me where he paid for it so it wouldn't be aired. And his thing that he wanted to talk about was the fact that he was married to a woman and he went to a dominatrix. He has a free pass from his wife too. He's married to a cuck queen. So you're going to get his whole story too. But I'm just telling you the backstory of how I knew about Raven, because he called me up on the DL and was like, oh, I'm in love with this dominatrix girl that I met while I was just going to the dungeon. And he met her and he was instantly attracted. And he was like, kind of in a pickle about it because he loves his wife, but here he is super attracted to this dominatrix. They had that kind of connection that just happens sometimes, a very intense chemistry, and now they're kind of having an affair, and you're going to hear about it from both sides. It's super interesting because, like I said, she's married to the cuck and he knows, and he's married to a cuck queen and she knows, but there are things that both their cucks don't know. And that's what you're going to hear on this episode from Raven. Then you're going to get Aries, her guy, Aries. You're going to get his story tomorrow. But Raven's story is super interesting. And I do have pics of Raven. She's super hot. I have anonymous pics of her over on my Patreon. Now, because these are repeat episodes. This story happened a while ago. I never got an update, so I don't know what wound up happening to them. But you could use your imagination, and we're going to discuss it on my Patreon. Like, what do people think did happen in this story? That's what's always interesting. Like, how do these kind of affairs wind up? Who knows? Because I never heard back from them. But it's super interesting where they're at now. Like I said, I have hot pics of Raven, and then I have hot pics of Aries too, because she talks about how hot he is. Those are all on my Patreon. So I'm going to get right to it and be right back on with Raven.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Raven. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Hi, Kathy. Good.
I'm excited to talk to Raven, because you would think in the 8 years of me doing my show by now, I would have spoken to a dominatrix. I've spoken to a lot of guys who see dominatrix, and I've had tons of experiences that guys have had with dominatrix, but I never had one on my show. So I was so excited when one of my listeners emailed me and said that he had a dom who wanted to be on. You're Raven, you're dominatrix. You're not going to give out in this call like your exact website and stuff, but you're going to tell me your whole story. What I want to know from you is like how and why you became a dominatrix.
Okay, so that's an awesome question. So it's multifaceted. I was kind of exposed to, well, actually, when I was real young, I watched the movie Pulp Fiction, and the Gimp in the Box just kind of like seared that kinky side into my mind. And then as I got older, I had an experience with a guy who's 16 years older than me, and he used rope, and I was just kind of fascinated by that. And then fast forward to being 24, and met my husband, and he is into cuckolding. And so we kind of walked down that path. And with the cuckolding, I did some performance here locally in my state, and there was a dominatrix, and I met her, and she kind of took me under her wing, and my husband was really excited about that because of the fantasy element. And so then I just started learning more about cuckolding and the humiliation aspect, and I started taking ropes courses, and I just ran with all of that, and I learned more and more and more, and then I kind of eventually launched on my own and started seeing clients, and that's been 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago now.
Wow, I love your whole story, and that was like a quick way to tell it. And now let's get into the details. My first question is, are you still married to your cuck husband? Are you guys still together?
Yeah, we're still together. Yep.
Okay, great. So now, when you were younger, Pulp Fiction got you going. What was it about that movie, by the way? The violence?
Well, it was, so there's a point in the movie where when the character is captured and they're restrained, and it's a gay couple, and they're kind of having voyeuristic type sex, and then they bust out a gimp in the box, and the gimp is covered in latex, a hood, and a box that's barely big enough to fit a person. They bring him out on a leash, and I just remember, I didn't know it at the time, but I remember being like, wow, like what the hell is that? And then in my later, once I started to be into hit puberty, I was like, oh wow, that's sexy. And then latex and hoods and bondage and all those things were just of interest to me. So anyways, all those things just started to pick my interest. And there was a place called The Crypt that used to be in my state. And around the time I was just barely legal, I would go in there, and they had things like anal hooks and hoods and all that stuff. And it just was fucking awesome. And then, like I said, I met the dominatrix through some local fetish balls. I go-go danced, and I met her, and she was a mutual friend of this older guy who kind of played with ropes. And yeah. And so it just all kind of meshed. And then my husband happened to be a cuckold. I think he was really into the hot past kind of stuff. And he talked to me about my ex-partners, and one of which included Naughty, and which was a guy who I initially played with the ropes. And so I think he saw that as an opportunity to kind of express his kinks. And yeah, he just started asking me specifically about those sexual experiences. And then he was like, well, what would happen if you met up with this guy? And that was super exciting to me because I was like, fuck yeah, I loved fucking that guy. So we revisited that. Then we basically revisited all of my exes. And then I kind of got more comfortable, like, thinking about going out into the world. And the humiliation was something that I really had to wrap my mind around. And so I just did a lot of educational. I did seminars with Midori. Like I said, I took those rope courses. I read Enough to Make You Blush, which is a book about humiliation. So I just started educating myself and found the eroticism and all of that. And that's where the Dom part of me comes in, is I like to create that experience for others to find what makes them hard or turns them on and then run with that. I like the control of that. I stripped too for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to find a lot of success with that because I was able to get in and get out and really create a client base and just make it work for me in ways that I saw other girls were not able to.
Uh-huh.
So I liked that. I loved to dance. And then I just added things that were sexually appealing to me. Like I said, the bondage, and put them all together and ended up, performing at these fetish balls.
It's obvious that it's easy for your guy to put on the table about cuckolding because he met you when you were in that alternative world. You knew that he was. So was it like right from the get-go that you started hooking up with all your ex guys and going home and telling him?
So he asked me to have those encounters.
Yeah.
And we kind of created that together.
Yep.
And set rules and boundaries around it. And it's an intense fetish, and it's something that you really have to communicate clearly about. But we've been married now together for almost 12 years, and we've been married since 2015. So we've worked out a lot, and with most fetishes, people eventually varying degrees of intensity usually increases. So we played around, we didn't do full penetrative sex, and then things have evolved. So
yeah, well, I think that's what I hear typically, especially from the couples that have been doing it for a long time. A lot of times you do go in with a lot more rules and they fall by the wayside as time goes on when you trust the process more. But did it start in the beginning? And what were those rules and regulations and boundaries that you had?
Yeah, it was pretty soon. It was just a few months in and he was kind of testing the waters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really natural for a lot of women to be like, hey, what is this person probing for? Do they want to sleep with other girls? Is that the end game? So I had some, and I've always loved girls. Mm-hmm. My sexual experience was with a woman. The person that I dated was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't necessarily opposed to that if that was the end game. But, as we talked about it more, I realized, oh, wow, like that's not the goal here. And then there was a little bit like when I had my first sexual experience with another, with one of my exes, I thought maybe is there guilt,
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure that my husband felt loved. So we had to talk through all of that. And then especially with the humiliation component, me telling him, oh, you're not big enough, you're not good enough. And then now I've just really started to own it. I can say some pretty mean shit and he loves it.
Oh my God. I have to tell you about the best gummies, THC gummies for sex. Okay. And they are called High Love Gummies by Vaya. High Love Gummies are going to get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Vaya also offers zero THC products. So if THC isn't for you, they do have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy. What I recommend in their CBD line is the Zen gummies. I promise you, you take one of these, you will not need a melatonin or whatever the fuck you take for falling asleep. This is going to make you tired and you are going to get the best night's sleep with zero hangover the next day. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love Gummies. I'm going to tell you, after I placed my first High Love Gummies ad, I had people emailing me, one guy in particular that said he had the best night of sex with his wife that he has had in the past 20 years after he took the Vaya Hemp High Love Gummies. So you got to try them and check them out and then write me and tell me how fucking good they are, okay? So go get yourself some Vaya gummies. And the best part, Vaya legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. VIIAHEMP.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com or just go to the description, click on the link, and use code STRICTLYANON. Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Yeah, I've had a lot of guys that have called in. There's a lot of guys out there with a lot of fetishes. And a lot of relationships cannot weather through, or a lot of women, they find it very hard to humiliate the guy they love. And I can understand that. Your guy's super lucky. And maybe it's because you guys did go very slow, but he is lucky to have found you, a woman who can be able to separate the two, because I think it might be hard for most women to do that. Like, how do you look at your guy? And even though he loves it, fucking humiliate him. I think this is like a hard thing. And I have had a lot of guys on my show where that has ruined their relationship because I think it has created some sort of distance, or it's hard for the woman, but you're able to do that, which is cool. Your guy's really lucky to have you.
Yeah, that is a dynamic. There's subreddits for people to share their experiences, and a really common theme is that they push really hard, or they push with really extreme things and bulls impregnating women, and their relationships deteriorate. So I think that there's a fine line between like fantasy and then things that you execute, and it just takes a ton of communication to make that healthy. But yeah, I definitely have the dominant preferences with my husband. And so it just kind of worked out. You have to be honest and transparent. So we are, we're good where we're at.
And now, because I always think it's really important when I do have people on who are successful at it, to tell a lot of that story, because it helps other people, right? The way you have done it. Because I've had a lot of cuck stories gone wrong, because what happens sometimes, especially with people who are very true cucks, the one that really want to get humiliated and denied, that what turns them on is their girl denying them sex, and there is no reclaiming, and they're doing it solo. And a lot of times that could drive a wedge. And then what I've heard is that girl winds up with somebody else. Now, did you guys have things in place that is different than that experience, so that it keeps you guys connected? Or do you play solo? Do you deny him?
Yeah. Wow. You said a lot there. It's been an evolution, and I definitely needed a lot of, as a hot wife or a dom, both of those things at once, I needed a lot of aftercare, like a lot of affirmation of, I still love you. And then as I got more comfortable being like, he loves me and he loves this, and I'm like his personal porn star essentially, and that it's genuine. When he does masturbate, it's to me, right? So being up on the pedestal was nice. There was some pressure too, and so kind of managing his fantasy versus like reality. And I think the things the cucks don't realize is oftentimes when a woman is having a consistent sexual relationship with someone, and this isn't true for all women, some women can not develop those attachments, but generally speaking, at least for me, I feel like if I have a connection, that makes the sex like that much better. I'm squirt, I can fuck forever. I love just diving in 100%. And that makes it feel better for me when I have some type of connection with the person. And for a cuckold, especially if they've watched a lot of cuck porn, I don't think that that emotional element is there. So it's something that they can, it can be a shock to them. And I think that's something people have to be really careful when they are working through that. And it changes, it evolves. And like maybe in the beginning, for both people, it feels like safer to be like, yeah, like no texting outside of this, no solo play. And then as you progress, you need to check in with one another and be like, hey, do you feel satisfied? Is this something that you still like? And if either one of us has a different desire, like how do we compromise and move forward so that we're both getting our needs met? That's a really important piece to the cuckold thing.
Yeah, and full, and there's got to be full transparency always there, because even if you're copping feelings, you can't be afraid to tell your guy that that's happening, correct?
Oh yeah, correct, for sure. Yeah, it's, I think reclaiming is important. There is an element that I've found with the humiliation, and which a lot of guys crave. I think that my husband is, craves this in part, is that when you really are telling them you're not good enough and you're not big enough, and then you're having sex with like Aries, right? If you're having sex with a guy like that, it's just the comparison. It's very real when you say these humiliating things. Yes, I still love my husband, but his cock is not the same at all.
I just need to reference that Aries, because we didn't talk about this on air. It is the guy that is my listener that you are really into right now. We're going to talk about that. So you have this really intense thing going down with a guy, we're going to say his name Aries, correct? And so how do you keep those two things going is what you're explaining, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you feel sexual intimacy with your friend, and yet, especially if the humiliation is like element is present, to, like I said, some of the things that I say, oh, I mean it, Aries cock compared to my husband's is just fucking otherworldly. So then there becomes an element like best friend element with my husband, and I think that we love each other and he's the love of my life, but as far as sexual satisfaction goes, he could not do what Aries does. So I think that that's something that cucks think that they want, and some of them do, but it's something that they actually have to come to terms with if they're going to be like a true cuckold, and if that's something that they want to and really embody and have play out in their life. Like at this point, that's, I have those feelings and yeah, experiences to back it up.
Is Aries the first guy that is so top of the mountain for you, or have they been others before?
No, he's it.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's the first time you and your cuck husband are reaching this. This is like maybe a milestone in your relationship.
So I had an ex and we fucked for 5 or 6 years, and he had a big cock and I'm a size queen. And so, and there is a level of familiarity, safety and transparency, and we could all hang, well, we didn't really hang out a ton, but anyways, it, like I said, familiarity, and he had the cock for it, so that was all right. But I wasn't like overwhelmingly attracted to him, like not in a crazy, so. But part of what I've been experiencing when I have done the Dom work and the sessions and created these magical fucking mind-blowing experiences for people, sometimes it turns me on. And then there's a part of me that's been like, oh, like I want that. I want to experience the mind fuck of what this person is going through right now. And so I guess I just didn't think that that person existed. Like I have, there's a quote and it says, I keep waiting to meet a man with bigger balls than me.
Yeah.
And I really embodied that like my whole life.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Energy is just like a ton. And he, yeah. And
Aries,
he is fucking special.
Aries, yes, is the guy with the bigger balls.
Than, oh my,
you,
God. Yes. So it's been pretty mind blowing.
So now, why did he blow your fucking mind? You've been doing this a long time. Like, why does he stand out? I know he's got the biggest dick, but there has to be more.
Whoa. So, yeah, I think that Well, I don't think, but what I'm going to choose to do is keep his initial kink inquiry.
Okay.
Yeah, private. So there were some pretty standard things. We played a little bit with bondage, and there was like a golden shower element to the first session, and I was just taken aback. And that's not something that I did a ton of, and I was very specific who I did it with. And he was just such a great communicator. Prompt, left me a tip right away to show that he was serious, just, you know, eloquent. And I really enjoyed speaking to him when I called for that 5-minute chat. And so I was excited to see him. And then and I had no idea what he looked like. And then he walked in, and I was just like, Jesus. Fuck.
Oh, you mean besides a big dick, he's really good looking?
Oh my God, he's fucking he is a mountain of a guy. He's at least 6 foot. He's like a cowboy attire, just like a man's man, like tall, strong, tattooed, sweet, beautiful eyes, great jaw, good conversationalist. Like, he's just everything that. And then me in particular, as far as what type of man I'm attracted to looks wise, like, he's lighter skinned and he has like blondish, strawberry blonde, kind of reddish hair, green eyes, gorgeous, absolutely fucking gorgeous. So he walks in and I'm like, oh, surprised beside myself. And we both talked about this later, and it was like a lightning bolt just both of us. I think we even did just pause a little and look at one another. And so I was beside myself, and we did the session. It was fun. And I did a lot of planning for that first session. And so we had a great time. And then he came back, won a fitness competition the next day, said he attributed that to me. So he booked another session with the prize money, came back a couple months later. I don't remember. Anyways, that was that was fun. It was also intense. There was a moment, and this is probably what switched in my brain. And I usually never do this, but I had him in cuffs. And so I went both on his wrists and his ankles. And usually I would have them below me, and I would have them lift up their arm or their leg and take it off from there. So I'm standing above them. And for whatever reason, I bent down to take off the cuff around his ankle, and I looked up at him, and he was just towering above me. And I was like, oh my God, it was crazy. So that's how it kind of began. And I actually said, I can't see you anymore, because I felt this going out of this professional role, and I was like, not okay with it. And his wife, he's married as well, has cuck queen fantasies. So his wife has a cuck queen fantasy. My husband's a cuckold. And so we were happy in our relationships. And I felt that there was a boundary. His boxers stayed on through both of the sessions, and it was just super intense. And I felt like it was going to go somewhere that was not professional. So I said, I can't see you anymore. And yeah, we kind of parted ways. And he later mentioned that he thought about, once he left, about just basically coming back and walking in the door and just having his way with me then. But I was like, I'm glad that he didn't do that. And the tension that we built up over the next year, it was almost like a year to the day. And so eventually I kind of caved, and we had these conversations, and then he created this experience up in the mountains, and my husband was supposed to come with me, and that was going to be the first time. We didn't think that we would have sex,
but you were allowed to by both your partners, correct? I mean, okay for his wife knew what he was doing, and it was okay with your guy as well, correct, at that point?
So she had said that this is my understanding, so she said everything but the act. And he was honest with her, and they had like a reclaiming and are doing better than ever. And so she was like less experienced in the cut queen, obviously, than my husband, who'd kind of crossed that threshold and popped his cuck cherry.
Yeah. So it didn't really matter. Like, he was more used to it than his girl, but she was okay with it.
Clearly. Yeah. Because they, like I said, she kind of reclaimed him the next morning, and she knows that we talk. And then there's been kind of like continued sexual tension back and forth, more than sexual tension. We're balls deep right now in this crazy, whatever the fuck this is that we have going between us.
It's interesting because when he called me on the DL, it was to talk all about this intense attraction. He feels the same way with you, right? And it was like a dilemma for him when I spoke with him. And now I know, because we talked about this before I got on the phone with you, that he is willing to come on and not be on the DL. So maybe I should, because I think I need his whole backstory, because this guy has like a wife that he told that he fucked you. He also was like calling me because he was confused. It sounds like you guys are in fucking love. I don't know. So we're going to have a whole episode with him on. But what I want to ask you about, because I use the L word, like, are you guys in fucking love?
Absolutely. Like 110%. It's really, it's mind blowing. And we're just trying to figure out what to do and what it means. And it's intense. It's intense, but it's great.
Okay. But let me ask you this. Does your guy know that you're in love with him?
My husband?
Yeah.
So he asked me if I had feelings for him, and that was at least a month or so ago. And I said no. However, that wasn't the truth, but so I lied. But I have talked to my husband about when we do these cuckold arrangements that, like, for me, having an attraction to someone, especially when you're intimate, over time is going to deepen. And emotion, especially for women, like, emotions are natural, right? And some women in the cuckold lifestyle can just like fuck and not have any emotional attachment, and they prefer this connection with their husbands.
So, like, you brought that up early on in this conversation, that is a big part of how you roll, and that was a big thing that you guys had to really talk about. But I just have to cut you. I'm cutting you off because you kind of said two things right there. And I think you said the second thing to clean up the first thing, which is I fucking lied. And I think that you're using this excuse, which was kind of the way you guys set it up in the beginning. Like, I have to have feelings, and you did kind of have feelings before, but it wasn't really anything intense. But I feel like if it was that scenario and you felt okay about it, you would have never lied in the first place. Like, the reason that you actually lied to this guy that you have been so open with, that you guys have done so much, like, that means it's something different. It's not something you guys have really discussed, or else you wouldn't have lied. The fact that you lied for some reason is because this is beyond that. It's not just what you're saying, that whole speech you were about to give me that I cut you off on. It's not that. Because if it was that, you'd tell him that. You guys have already talked about that. You're not telling him because it's separate. I feel like those rules and regulations were a part of your guy's marriage. I feel like this relationship with Aries, or these feelings and this situation, is living outside of the marriage. And that's why you lied.
It is. And there's a whole component. I'm going to be really honest with you here. Yeah. As much as my husband and I have evolved this cuckold kink, and I told you I started educating myself and even worked at the dungeon to just explore this. This was really my kink. Some people get together and the girl's all about it and the guy's all about it. Oftentimes you read things on Reddit, or I have conversations with people in person, and the guy pushes it and the girl's not super into it, and they have to make a choice of, okay, do I set this down? Do I violate a boundary? And I have governance and over myself and agency, but for me, it's not something that I was super crazy about. And so something that I had to set myself just like intentionally to explore, to try to be in a marriage and to explore your partner and their kinks. And I think that that's really important in any sexually satisfying relationship. And so I spend a lot of time doing that. And then there's some things that Aries does just so naturally that I have been kind of searching for and asking, wanting my kinks to be fulfilled with my husband. Mm-hmm. And there's things that he's just not open to. Mm-hmm. And so it just is kind of like this natural, like, he just fits into what I really want in a person, a partner. And it's really intense. It's not just the sexual compatibility. It's a lot more. And the more we talk and the more we play, the more intense it gets. And I think I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, what I think is interesting and important to spell out, and I want to say it in a different way than you just said it, feel like you know now that this wasn't really your thing, but I don't think you went into it knowing that it wasn't. And I think sometimes that can happen. You can think that you're cool with something and you can like it for a long time. And then in retrospect, when something else happens or something, you might then see the whole thing in a different way and then be like, oh, I don't like that. I think both things can exist.
But that's not the case. Oh. I actually verbalize to my husband all the time.
So it's interesting then the way you were explaining it before. It was kind of like he wants me to fuck other people. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because these people have bigger dicks and I like to fuck other people. So this is like kind of great. So there was this underlying thing that you were not into it at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's there. And it's my husband is attractive. My husband, I feel like sometimes in your typical cuck situation, husbands feel like they cannot satisfy their wives. And so this might be like an outlet for that. Sometimes I've even seen the husband withhold so that the wife wants to go and have other partners.
Yes, I've had that story on my show. And then they all wind up in love with someone else, just like you. This is why I think it's so important. This is like the best part of your episode, because so many people wanted to hear from his wife and so many people trashed his wife. But I think it's really important to get the female's perspective of that situation, because it's not one person's the bad person, the other person's the victim. I don't believe that. And that's just why I'm kind of picking it apart and trying to get clear on where you were really coming from and where you're really at, because I think you were talking more a bigger picture when you were explaining your relationship with your husband and everything. And now, because we're really putting it under the microscope because you're in love with another guy, it sounds like a different story.
Yeah, so I was an overarching theme versus intimate details. You asked my history backstory. That's a lot to cover over 12 years.
Listen, I'm not saying you lied. I'm just saying, okay, listen. I'm just saying when you listen to it, okay, I never really got the idea that you were not into what you had signed up for with your husband. Because I said it, you ride a hard line. Like, that's a hard line. Because I got to tell you, I talked to a lot of cucks. So a lot of them are on the DL, and a lot of guys that are into small penis humiliation. And most of the time I'm talking to them because they can't keep a girl, and we talked about this, me and you, what a hard line to sort of ride. You want to desire your guy. You want to fuck him. You want him to be hot to you, yet he's telling you to tell him he's not good enough. Like, how do you ride that line? I don't know. I think it's impossible. And you have been doing that. When you did say, sometimes it is like what I'm saying to him, the humiliating things that I'm saying to him are true. Does that person eventually over time lose respect? That eventually happens. And she does wind up with another guy because she wants to be with a guy that she doesn't feel those feelings for.
Yeah. My husband and Aries actually had a meetup. I was out of town in Georgia, and they had a meetup, their first face-to-face interaction. And because my husband knows that something is up and that I want to basically fuck Aries more than I've ever wanted to fuck anyone be around him, he was like, well, I want to meet. So they meet without me, goes well. My husband can't deny that, yes, he seems like a good person. And then I talked to him about wanting to have a connection with us, that it's getting so strong with Aries that I need some connection. I need some grounding within the marriage. And we agree. And we talk about maybe 2 weeks on talking to Aries and 2 weeks off. And he was like, okay, I can really work on our sexual connection. And then during the other 2 weeks, we can play my kink, my cuckold fantasy, where you kind of humiliate me and degrade me, and essentially any type of dirty talking or intimacy that we set out to do over the phone or when I came back into town, it just all led to him being like, tell me how you're not going to fuck me. Tell me how you're going to save your pussy for him. Tell me how he's better. And it's just so, it's really hard. That doesn't turn me on at all.
If you really think about it, his biggest fear and the reason why you lied to him is the thing that he wants, in one sense, to know that you are falling for him. He gets some sort of pleasure out that, but I'm sure it's also his biggest fear, right? I need your fucking husband on them too. Oh my God.
So we were actually having a conversation over FaceTime.
Yeah.
And I told him that when he finally sees us fuck on video, that I think it's going to break his heart. And we were having like an emotional, serious conversation, and he started like jacking off. And wow. I was,
this is a compulsion for him. This is the reason why these cucks lose their girls. I had a guy on this episode, Scott, and he, like you said, sometimes they start denying themselves. That's what happened with him and his wife. And she met somebody who she felt those same things, and she's still with that guy and left him for it. And I was like, there was like a million red flags that happened before she left you. And what do you expect's going to happen when you stop connecting and stop being primary and you're jerking off and letting your girl just keep continue on with the guy of her dreams? What do you expect?
I mean, that's essentially what it is. And like I said, my husband is handsome and formidable, but he just chooses to disengage.
But could I just ask you a quick question just about your guy again? So why then did you lie, and why not really tell him, like, really straight up? Is it because you want to wait to see what Aries is going to do in his relationship over there? Like, why not be honest to your guy and let him really know that you really do have feelings? Or have you already told him that?
So when we were having the conversation the other day where, you know, it was emotional and over FaceTime and he started jacking off, I told him, I told him, I never wanted this. And he goes, I know, it's my fault.
Right.
And I just, you know, kept reiterating it. And I was like, you're going to be heartbroken and it's going to be your fault.
Well, listen, you both, there's nobody's fault. Okay. First of all, I mean, if someone has more of a fault in this situation, it's him. But you both took part in a long term relationship that for a very long time worked for the both of you. You know, even though it wasn't your ideal situation, you were getting to fuck all these guys and do what you wanted. Like, you guys were well suited for, I would assume, some time, and things were good.
No, but the thing is, Kathy, is that I went into this and if I was anything, I'm more monogamous
by nature.
And I've expressed that. And so it's not like my goal in the relationship or the perk of the relationship is getting to fuck all these guys. I do like big dicks, and my husband's dick is, but I could.
This is going to be such a great episode because there's so much here for people to just go fucking off on. I love conversations about things like this. I love different people giving their different opinions and people chiming in. And some people are going to be like, no, Kathy, she's fucking right. It is his fault, a totally 100% fault. I always try to see a lot more or both sides of things. I never like to see things as very black and white. And I think things mostly aren't black and white. So yes, it's more his fault than yours. But I think fault is like a harsh, it's not really a harsh word. It is the reason why you guys are going separate. His kink is pushing you away and has been since day one. But if you want to say fault, your fault is that you did stay with him for, what is it, like 15 years?
Yeah, no. That is absolutely my role in this. And I thought a lot about it. And we have great kink aware therapy. And I've been working with a lady, especially the last few months. And I absolutely, like I said, I have agency and I have governance over myself. And this is something that I chose to stay in, even though maybe a boundary was being violated. And that's on me. I chose to marry a person and go into a binding legal and spiritual contact with someone despite knowing that we had these differences. So it is on me as well.
Yeah, but that's okay. Like, I've had only bad relationships in my life, okay? Like, I wrote a whole book on it. Every one is like a fucking love gone wrong story, okay? But I believe I could look back at every single relationship, and I'm sure you can too. And just, you always know that you're learning about yourself. Like, we draw people into our lives for whatever reason it is. Whatever he's playing out, it makes sense in his life path. And also for you, the reason why you're with him makes sense for your life path. And, you know, when people grow and change and move away and divorce, quote unquote, I always believe it's not necessarily a terrible thing, because that just means maybe it's like that lesson or whatever the reason why you're with that person, you figured it out and it's time to move on. So it will make sense to you maybe more when you're out of it 10 years from now, and you'll just see like, oh, like this is why I had to do that and why I went through that and all this stuff. I think sometimes we do see things different in hindsight. And I don't know, would you have said all these same things about your relationship 10 years ago? Or did you think it was a different situation because it was, because you were different? Like, we all grow and change, and then we're like, oh, what the fuck is this? The
thing that I wouldn't know is that I did this in hopes that it would be, the kink exploration would be reciprocal. So I would be more satisfied if he explored my kinks as equally. Mm-hmm. And I could say, okay, spend, like I said, half the time on this, and then we'll switch modes, and then we'll go into basically everything that Aries does. And I thought it would be a mutual reciprocal relationship. And it's not that my husband doesn't care about me, but
no, it's, you know, when you have a fetish like that, it's like compulsive. And a lot of times that kind of a thing does ruin a relationship. I had a hot wife on, and when she called in the first time, she was still with her husband, but they weren't really hot wifing anymore. And now she's with a new guy. She met a new guy and they're in love and they're like swingers and she's living her best life. And what she said really was that when she thought back to her hot wifing time, like, she felt like she was his porn star. But after a while, she just felt like she was doing all the work. Like, she was just sick of performing. She wanted to do exactly like what you said. She wanted that person to do stuff for her too. And there was none of that. She felt like it was very one-sided. And now she's with a guy where she could do all her kinky, crazy things, but they're doing it together. And it's even, it's not just that performance on her side. When I think what happens is, that guy that has that fucking kink, it's compulsive. And if you're willing to give it to them, they're just going to keep fucking taking, and they could lose balance very easily. It's hard to moderate that kind of a thing, a fetish. And that's the problem with a lot of guys that have a fetish, because they can't fucking stop.
Yeah. And you see in the forums, they talk about bulls impregnating hot wives, and being pussy free. And that's a goal for a lot of guys. And so when he recently said to me, because this was about a month since the last time we really talked about this and the time that I'm going to see Aries at the end of April. Mm-hmm. And he said to me, you know, save your pussy for him. Tell me that I don't get it. And I was just like, wow, that is a long time for me to go without any physical connection.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's hard. It's really hard. And I think guys really do get carried away. And I think that relationships, marriages end, you know, statistically 50%, but I definitely think that in the cuckold lifestyle, when it gets more extreme over time, I think that recipe, and there's no reciprocal, that's just a recipe for disaster.
Even in your story, you're a size queen, he's not, he's letting you fuck all these guys with bigger dicks, you know. You're like, eventually you're gonna meet a guy that not only has a bigger dick, but also you're gonna respect more, because you're not humiliating him and having to say all these things. And I just think that that's human nature, whether you're a man or a woman. I don't know how you can humiliate your partner over a long span of time and not lose respect for them.
And, you know, so Enough to Make You Blush is a great book about humiliation and degradation. And there's things, you know, people like to be called cum sluts and whores and, you know, all types of things during the act, which is, that's like a scene. And you can set that scene and you can play and you come out of that scene, right? Mm-hmm. So there is degradation. If it's possible, and then you can still, from male to female and female to male, that you can still remain very in touch and cultivate respect. But when it becomes pervasive throughout your life and everything is about it, and you send your husband a sexy text and he's like, oh, send that to him, instead of being like, oh wow, you're beautiful, I can't wait to taste you, or like that is when it becomes detrimental, I think.
Listen, I think that kind of a guy with that kind of a thing needs help, because I don't know how you could, it doesn't even sound like he wants a relationship, you know, it's like he wants to be turned down, and what's going on there, I don't know. Because it sounds like it just goes past like play and fantasy talk. And it's just when it's like the reality of your relationship, I don't know how a connection, an intimate connection, can last.
Yeah,
your guys lasted for a lot longer. And maybe if Aries, you had met him 8 years ago, that would have been the time. You just hadn't met anybody that was really the right guy for you.
Yeah, I hadn't. I've been looking for him this whole time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and he's fucking incredible, and it's not just his body. If you saw him, like, we have to,
you gotta send me pictures for my, well, first of all, you're gonna send me like hot pictures for my Patreon. Of course they should be anonymous, but you'll give me pictures of Aries too, and then we're gonna have him on. Okay, I'm getting his whole backstory. Wait until you hear, because it was so interesting, because he called me, like I said, on the DL, and I had a conversation with him for advice. I'm in love with this dominatrix, but she's married, but she has a cuck husband. And I don't remember what I told him, but I'm assuming he's going to say I was wrong. I'm going to rehash all of that with him.
Did he say in love with me on the call?
It was that he didn't want to stop seeing you. It was like that kind of a thing. I don't know if the L word was said, but I'm going to have a whole episode with him, and I'm going to ask him about the L word with him, and I'm going to get his whole history, and I'm going to get him to put it all out there too. And then this is the thing, because we're going to wrap this up, but this is like, it's fucking great. I could have done just the episode, not about the dominatrix stuff, just so your cuck husband relationship thing is so interesting, because like I said, I have had on that story about the cuck that lost his wife to one of the bulls. And I've never heard from the woman in that scenario. And a lot of times the men on YouTube go after those women. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this guy was allowing her to do this. You know, the guy has to take accountability too. As much as I was making you take some accountability for some, the guy, the cuck that lost his fucking mind and let this all happen, has to take accountability. She's not like a cheating. She's like a woman that wanted that connection, wasn't having it at home when you're being denied and all that stuff. So I've had it on, and I just love this episode. But what is going to be really great and is going to be is I am having your guy on. But this is the deal. Okay. You guys have not seen each other in how long?
Well,
because I know you have a meeting coming up, and I think I want to talk to him after your meeting.
Okay. So I debated on whether to be honest with you, and I haven't discussed this with Aries, but we've actually seen each other 4 times in the last 30 days.
So why the fuck is he making me wait till the 29th? He's so stupid.
Because listen, we were supposed to wait until my husband met him. It was another arbitrary obstacle my husband put to kind of like keep our connection fizzling. And so they finally met. So now additionally, we're having our first overnight. So the last 4 times, once he came over, I was sleeping in a separate bedroom in my house, and he snuck into my house.
Oh, so now you're like having an affair. Oh my God, this is so fascinating. This is the best episode ever. Sorry.
Some of it we filmed, and because my husband has always said, cheat on me, do this behind my back. Oh, don't tell me you fuck people. And so part of it we filmed so that later we can use it as material. And then him and I are really starting to, well, we tell each other we love each other, and we're really starting to kind of get into this cuckold dynamic, like at least conversate, like the dom sub conversations between the two of us, and how he's going to be like, oh my God, his mind's going to be blown. And then after they met, my husband was like, yeah, I would basically lay under you guys while you fucked, which we thought was really hot. So there's the only time that I've ever really been into the cuckold thing is right now, because Aries is just such a dominant force and energy. Like, I don't know. I would do anything with him.
So he's kind of turned on thinking about your little cuck husband to be there and get off. And he doesn't mind keeping him in the fray kind of thing.
Yeah. And we do about like half of our meetings have been just for us. And then half we filmed.
Wow.
And And so, yeah, so we've seen each other four times.
This time, so a lot of those times were before your husband knew about it, right? Because he didn't want you to meet with him, but you couldn't help it.
Yes. And yes, exactly. So there's that. And but this will be our first overnight. And we talk about wanting to do things together now, wake up together and travel together. And so it's just snowballing. And we even talked indirectly and briefly directly about how we would leave together.
How you would what?
Leave together.
Leave like, each other's part. Leave partners. Yeah, I can't wait to get that story on his, because I need all that backstory, because I can't believe like where this story has gone since I talked to him probably about like last year. And I have to get his whole backstory to see what's that kind of damage going to do and what's his relationship. Okay, so I don't need to wait till the 29th for Aries to come on, okay? He could tell me the whole story now. We don't need to know how different it is after you sleep overnight. The shit has, I think, reached max capacity right now. I don't think there's any difference. So he has to just call in. So you're going to send me in pics of you, right, for my Patreon. Those I'll need before Friday. Anonymous pics, but hot pics. Like people like to see hot, like the girls always send me in sexy pics, but nothing X-rated. If you want to do X-rated stuff, you could do that over on my Patreon. And you could, like, I have my Patreon members pay to get in, and I have a Discord channel. My Discord channel is free for any guest that comes on to go on there if you want to promote anything and just put yourself out to that community there. So feel free to go on there. But if you could just send me like hot pics for my like R-rated stuff for my Patreon so people could see how hot you are. Because Aries is going to be on, I want some pics of him too. I'm going to air yours first and then his is going to come. I'm going to get the backstory on him and his little cuck queen wife and how does he feel about her and is he going to leave her and how did they get in this situation? It is like really fucking interesting. Thank you so much for calling in and telling your story. Because it was, I thought at first I was so excited to have you on because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be talking to my first dominatrix. But you're so much more than that. Like this became to me, what's the most interesting is like this whole dynamic that's going on with your very extreme cock husband. And I never heard from a woman involved in this kind of situation. So it was really super interesting to hear the story from your perspective, from the woman's perspective, because I've only heard it from the guy. You know?
Well, good. I'm glad. And then I just texted him and I said she doesn't want to wake till the 29th because I broke and I told you the truth that we've been fucking last month.
I'm not editing any of this out. It's so good. I'm so glad you broke and you were honest with me. All right. Awesome. Then you're the best. Thank you so much for calling in. This was fascinating. And I really do wish you all the best with your relationship with Aries. I can't wait to see at the end of the year if you guys are like together or not. You guys will have to keep me posted.
Okay, we will. Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks so much for calling in and being so honest about everything. Thank you. What do we call you? Raven. Thanks, Raven. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to be on the Strictly Anonymous podcast because you have an interesting, naughty story to tell while remaining anonymous, you could be on the show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a naughty confession, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on either Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. And if you want to sign up for my Patreon, you're not only supporting my show, but you're going to get all of these episodes early and ad free. You're going to get anonymous pics of all of my guests. Most of the girls send me in anonymous hot pics of themselves, and some of the guys are sending me in anonymous pics as well. You also get access to my private Discord where people are getting super naughty. If you sign up for my Discord, you could post whatever you want and talk to my other listeners. To sign up for my Patreon, just go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links and everything else I spoke about are all in the description. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, situation you can't talk about to anyone? one? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.